Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. Nick Karski and our producer Cam Denmark with you here on this fantastic Friday. Can't wait for the weekend. SUNY Cortland Women's Golf has a new head coach, except he's a familiar face and a familiar name who really brought the program to a good spot before Joe Tesori Jr. took it over. Joe recently stepping down to pursue some opportunities within the PGA, and that means Mike DeCenza will step right back into the role as head coach of the program. He was an assistant this past season for C State, so he has been promoted, and he's been around for a while, not just as an assistant coach and as a head coach of the women's golf program, but believe it or not, he's actually spent some time as defensive coordinator for the football team. So this guy bleeds true Red Dragon Red, and he joins us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. Mike, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. What does it mean to you to get promoted to take over this program once again?
Well, it means the world, Nick. It's, to serve the program in the same capacity for over 5 years, we made a lot of great strides, in that window of time. And, in 2012, moving on to kind of investigate some other professional curiosities and possibilities, I knew, handing it over to Joe it'd really kind of take the next step. And, what Joe's done for the program over the course of the last eight years has been really pretty remarkable. So, we've got a lot of great momentum right now, and we've got some wonderful kids in the program right now, and we're just going to capture that momentum that they've worked so hard to gather and keep it going.
You kind of alluded to it, but you and Joe essentially have worked so well hand in hand with this program. What's made it an actual national contender where you are bringing in really talented golfers such as Danielle Bambola and other golfers in the past that have really contended at the national scale?
Yeah, well, I mean, it goes all the way back to our new assistant coach, our new old assistant coach, Rebecca Scamenti, formerly Rebecca student and Ithaca native. And when Rebecca joined the program, she was kind of the first person, since the program was started again in the late 90s to compete on a national level. And, that really kind of was a starting point. I think that, her ability and some of her teammates, cracked the top 25 for the first time. And, that started to, attract some really top level players, like a Danielle or Carly Peters, Melissa Rath, just in the last 10 years. I mean, we've got, three young women that have gone on to play, play professionally, and are in the golf business, so we've got some, starting with Rebecca and then, over the course of the last 10 years, I think we've had some really good players in the program that work really, really, really hard. They understand what it takes to be exceptional at anything. Put the time in and, kind of been a model for their teammates. And it's kind of escalated from there. Obviously Joe has done a really good job, a very good player in his own right and was able to impart a lot of that wisdom on the kids over the last 8 years or so, and it all equates into being in a really good place right now.
Mike DeCenza, our guest here on BTL, new head coach of the SUNY Cortland women's golf team. Have you been able to start to get a little bit of work done yet, or has COVID kind of changed your game plan a little bit?
No, I mean, I think we've spent a lot of time in our indoor facility, prior to parting ways in mid-March. So, we had a pretty typical winter, being so fortunate to have, the indoor facility that we do at Cortland. Made a lot of progress down there. We're all ready to go to spring break and, obviously, had the whistle blow on the whole thing, about 24 hours prior to departure. And in the meantime, I think what it's allowed us to do is really focus on, the mental component of the game. We've met regularly, and you know, early on, you know, March, April, you know, when we had, you know, less of an opportunity to have a golf club in our hands, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, the mental component of the game, which, you know, if we've, any of us that have ever picked up a golf club, we know is so critical. And, you know, it's kind of given us pause and really put all of our focus there, which is not to say that, you know, it's something that we neglect, but, you know, we've, you know, been able to, you know, take what has been a negative and, you know, turn into a positive in that sense, as we really, you know, focused on that piece of the game. And then from a recruiting standpoint, you know, we're in a really good spot, you know, for 2020. We've got, you know, four new players coming in. 2021 class is off to a really good start. You know, the landscape this summer, well, you know, will be much different with, you know, tournaments being canceled, postponed and things like that. I think, I'm really comfortable and excited with, you know, with where we are from a recruiting standpoint, you know, going into the summer, you know, in spite of the fact that, you know, it'll certainly look a little different. And I'm excited about, you know, where the players are, you know, in our program. You know, obviously golf has been feasible and becoming more feasible, you know, seemingly by the day. And, yeah, you know, our kids are out there working really hard, and they've got, each have very specific game plans that they're subscribing to make sure they get back here in August playing their best. You know, might be a little bit different from other sports in the sense that, you know, our kids are playing their sport every single day, and we're going to be ready to go in August, given the opportunity.
That's great. Mike DeSenza, our guest here on Between the Lines, head coach of the SUNY Cortland women's golf team. You know, I've got to ask, because your coaching journey has been a very interesting one. How does somebody go from a standout defensive back at Ithaca College that, if I'm not mistaken, you were on that national quarterfinals team, right, from the early 2000s?
Well, I appreciate the label of standout. I was more of a standby.
It was the national quarterfinal team, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, I was a sophomore defensive back on that team. Got hurt in our inter-squad scrimmage that season, and you know, but was you know, was on that team, was around that team on a daily basis. That was a really special group of athletes, and you know, a really special group of coaches, you know, guys that, you know, I certainly, you know, call mentors and friends, to this day. And, you know, what was, you know, a frustrating, upsetting time as a, you know, as a student athlete, you know, having ACL, MCL, meniscus surgery in the middle of that season, really turned out to be a blessing. You know, I, you know, as I said, I certainly wasn't at the top of the depth chart, and then had a, you know, you had a couple of bum knee with that. And, Coach Welch was kind enough to offer me the opportunity to try coaching, you know? Yeah. So I, spent a couple seasons, you know, as a student assistant, on Coach Welch's staff, and really got the coaching bug, at that point, the process and, you know, everything that goes into, you know, building a really cohesive, successful team. You know, I got the bug at that point, and, you know, then went on to, coach the safeties at Widener University, for a season, and then had the opportunity, you know, obviously college athletics is a nomadic existence, for those of us involved, and, had the opportunity to come home and, you know, and work in college athletics at home, which, you know, most people are not so fortunate. You know, I built a relationship just as a young kid sweeping the porch and scrubbing clubs at the Cortland Country Club with Mike Ertz, who at the time was an assistant athletic director. He knew I had a background in golf, had a background in coaching, and, you know, gave me the opportunity, you know, as, you know, a real young coach to take on my own program. And, you know, I think from 2007 to 2012, as I alluded to, we did a lot of really positive things, you know, and it's gone to the next level since. But it was founded in football, my passion for coaching, and, you know, now applying it to, you know, a game that, you know, a game that I love is, I'm truly very fortunate.
That's so wild to me because, as you kind of alluded to, you go from a football player to being an assistant football coach to the head coach of the women's golf team over there at C-State. Then you're the co-defensive coordinator of the football team for a couple of years. And, you know, now you're back with the golf program as the head coach, taking over for Joe. How in the world do you go from football player and being a football coach to a golf coach?
I think there's a lot of similarities, you know, quite frankly. It's founded in hard work, organization, accountability, constant assessment. We're a cohesive team, just on a much smaller scale. I think one of the things that, I've been so fortunate to bear witness to over the course of the last few years working under, Coach Mack, is kind of an empathetic accountability that we've come to call it around here, that he applied to his program. We held all of our student athletes to a very, very high level of accountability, and at the same time offered a high level of empathy. We asked a lot of our kids, and we gave a lot to our kids. And so it is with any sport and any team, and that's that'll be the recipe, with our golf program. We're going to ask a lot, of our kids. They're going to give a lot, and the coaching staff is going to give a lot to them in return. So, I think there's certainly more similarities than differences. Not the least of which is, we're going to be super competitive. We don't apologize for wanting to win. There's no doubt about that.
I'd believe it. Mike, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the promotion and taking over the women's team once again. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes, and be safe and be well out there, okay?
Nick, I appreciate it, and be safe, and look forward to catching up with you again down the road.